Rabbit and Kanga had spent the morning erecting a sort of shade under the chestnut trees. It consisted of a number of sheets and blankets stitched together. Now, between the two innings, was the time for a refreshing pot of tea and some peppery cucumber sandwiches with the crusts cut off. While they ate, they discussed the match. Was 75 a winning score? Should Owl have given Roo out, or for that matter, Kanga? How clever of Piglet to have bowled the ball which knocked over Christopher Robin's wicket. A little apart from the others stood Eeyore, grumbling as usual. This wicked keeping, standing there and having things thrown at me. A brick wall would do just as well. Oh, Eeyore, said Christopher Robin, we couldn't have a match without you.
Is that what they're saying, Christopher Robin, or is it let the old donkey do it?
Have a cucumber sandwich, Eeyore, suggested Christopher Robin.
Prefer thistles, more chewy on the whole. Have we finished now, Christopher Robin? Can we go home and nurse our bruises?
Asked Eeyore. We finished the first half, Eeyore.
More, is there? Might have guessed there would be. Still, maybe it will rain.
But it did not even look like raining. Soon it was time for the four legs to take their turn at batting, with 76 runs needed to win. Owl slipped on his white umpiring coat and took up his position facing the stumps. Pooh was the first to bat. Christopher Robin told Kanga to field at a position called silly mid-off, and Roo at silly mid-on, which meant that Kanga had to glare at Roo for several seconds before he would stop giggling. Then Christopher Robin handed the ball to Lottie. Twisting and turning as she ran up to bowl, Lottie sent the ball in an arc toward the stumps. When it hit the ground, it shot up and caught Pooh on the nose before falling back and landing on the wicket.
Out!
Said Owl, raising a wing sternly into the air.
Oh!
Wailed Pooh. Then it was Tigger's turn. It didn't take him long to score 27 runs. Then, in his excitement at hitting the ball into a bird's nest in the chestnut tree, they had had to send Owl to fly up and bring it down, Tigger bounced right over the wicket and landed on top of Eeyore.
How's that?
Cried Christopher Robin.
Painful,
gasped Eeyore from underneath Tigger.
Out! Caught by Eeyore,
said Owl. Rabbit came in to bat and nudged the ball here, there, and everywhere until he was bowled out by Christopher Robin.
I thought I'd better give the others a chance, Rabbit commented.
The last in was Piglet, and it was now up to him to score the 6 runs needed to win the match for the four legs. Lottie was to bowl. During practice, Piglet had found Christopher Robin's birthday bat rather too long and heavy for him to wield, and Rabbit had made him a smaller version out of a cut-down broom handle. But with the first ball from Lottie, Piglet's broom handle bat shattered.
Ow! Cried Piglet. That stung! And what will I bat with now?
You'll have to use the big one, said Christopher Robin.
But it's bigger than I am, worried Piglet.
Maybe you can hide behind it, little Piglet, said Eeyore.
I'm sure Lottie won't bowl too fast at you, said Christopher Robin, but there was a glint in Lottie's eye that suggested otherwise. The otter ran in to bowl.
I don't want to be here,
muttered Piglet, shrinking behind the bat as Lottie approached, looking huge.
I'd much rather be in bed.
The ball, released at great speed by Lottie, landed on the beginnings of a molehill and bounced onto the very edge of Piglet's bat. Piglet dropped the heavy wood with a squawk, but the ball had acquired such momentum that it sailed high into the air and straight over the stones that marked the boundary. A moment of amazed silence was followed by Owl raising his wings and flapping them in the air.
6 runs, he announced. 4 legs win the match.
I did it.
Piglet was hopping up and down in excitement.
I hit a 6. I won the game.